And we must get to Kia ora Kai Pakihi, the business news, and Nicholas Poynton. Kia ora.
Thank you, Susie. Atamaria, good morning. In today's business news, mergers and acquisition activity cools, property investors are sitting on the sidelines, and I have the latest from the financial markets. Merger and acquisition activity is easing back to pre-pandemic levels after a bumpy year in 2021 as economic conditions become more volatile. Data from the law firm Simpson Gresson shows the volume of announced deals fell 31% in the first half of 2022 compared to the same period last year. It's back to levels on par with 2020 and 2019. It says half of the transactions were in the technology and medical sectors, and the total deal value slipped 10% to just under $9 billion. Simpson Gresson corporate partner Andrew Matthews says global headwinds are causing the market to pause, but he believes the appetite for deals is still there.
I think we're still seeing good levels of deal activity because we see investors still keen to do deals in New Zealand and to take advantage of some of the areas where they've told us in the past they really like to put their capital to work. We're still seeing great interest from overseas investors. When we've surveyed them in the past, you know, they've told us that health, tech and infrastructure are key focal points for them, and we're continuing to see those being relatively strong.
That's Simpson Gresson corporate partner Andrew Matthews. Property investors are expected to stay away from the housing market until the pressures come off rising interest rates. CoreLogic's house price index has fallen 2.3% during the June quarter, the biggest drop over any three-month period in 13 years. Head of research Nick Goodall says demand for rental investments will continue to slide due to the full force of inflationary pressures.
And then from an investor perspective, they are dealing with increased costs, and they're not going to always be able to pass those increased costs through and increase rental prices. So we're expecting that rental market to loosen up a bit soon too, and we're interested to see where that market goes to as more properties come to market for rent, and that puts a sort of cap on the amount of rental growth we see in the market too. So, but it certainly feels like this downward swing is set to stay for a little while longer, perhaps until we see some respite from interest rate increases.
Nick Goodall says the likelihood of a housing crash has not increased due to the strength of the job market, but the nationwide downturn in house prices is set to continue. It's also worth mentioning that Auckland had the fastest rate of house prices falling. They fell nearly 5% over the past 3 months. Gloom was writ large in the Institute of Economic Research's latest business survey, where the headline level fell back towards the record lows at the start of the pandemic. The survey shows rising prices and interest rates are leading to reduced consumer demand, which in turn was hitting business turnover, investment and profits. But NZIER principal economist Christina Leung says higher wages are offering some cushion for the economy.
While we do expect that households will adjust their spending and pare back on discretionary spending, as long as households are still able to service their mortgages, we're likely to see a slowing in economic activity rather than any sharp declines.
Meanwhile, the mood of sole traders and the self-employed isn't totally downbeat. A survey by the online accounting firm Henry shows more than half of those surveyed had an increase in revenue in the last quarter and are overall optimistic about their future financial outlook. The number expecting overall economic conditions to get worse rose 10 points to 41% as they mirrored other surveys on higher prices and interest rates. Henry's chief executive, James Fuller, says a lot of sole traders are drowning in red tape and administration, which his firm estimates could be a $3 billion loss for the economy. Well, turning to the markets now, and US stocks had a mixed showing overnight. That says new economic data in the US shows factory orders were higher than expected, which suggests that demand is still strong in the economy despite the Federal Reserve's best attempts to cool it. Investors are now bracing for another 75 basis point rise at the end of the month. But in the past half hour, the main indices have managed to trim their losses. The Dow Jones Index is down 1%. The broader S&P 500 is down 0.5%. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ is actually bucking the trend. It's up 1%. Our local NZX Top 50 Index closed up 103 points, just under 1%. It's trading at 10,965 at market close. The Reserve Bank of Australia stuck to the script yesterday and raised its cash rate by 50 basis points, taking it to 1.35%. The dollar is trading at 61.6 US cents, 90.8 Australian, 51.7 pence, 0.600 euro, 83.7 Japanese yen and 4.12 Chinese yuan. Brent crude oil has slumped $10 overnight. That's as recession fears darken the demand outlook. It's now trading at $102.85 a barrel. And gold has slipped $18 to $1,789 an ounce. Bitcoin trading just under $20,000 a coin. And in other business news, prices for the country's main export commodities dipped overall last month, but was offset by a softer currency. ANZ's commodity price index eased a marginal 0.4% in May, but that was offset by a 0.7% rise in New Zealand dollar terms. And that's business for now. I'll be back with a market update around 8:30.